This is the Seabed Daily Text for Thursday, June the 28th, 2018. The prayer of deliverance from the bondage of slavery to the bonding of worship. Exodus 3:12. And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Consider this. The sign of deliverance is worship. True deliverance is not the change from this condition to that condition, but the movement from slavery to freedom, and it is signaled by the unfettered worship of the delivered. There are many who have reined in an addiction to some substance but remain enslaved. Though they've moved from uncontrolled substance abuse to abstinence, so many have not yet experienced deliverance from slavery to freedom. They may seem to have gotten out of Egypt, but Egypt is not yet out of them. The sign of deliverance is the worship of the only true and living God, who I might add is Jesus Christ. Every other god is a false god, which demands total allegiance and delivers slavish attachment. I find it interesting how the conversation around addiction centers around the language of recovery rather than deliverance. Don't get me wrong, I have enormous appreciation for the addiction recovery movement. My problem is their starting place. They do not seem to begin with the vision of divine freedom, but rather with unmanageable addiction. As a result, they do not end with divine freedom, but managed addiction. And just so you know, I recognize it's a lot more complex than that, and my rhetoric may be overstated and unfair, so don't let that cause you to miss the thrust of today's reflection. Now, may I be bold with us? The human condition is slavery. Whether voluntary or involuntary, human beings by nature will have a master, even if we believe that master to be ourselves. God, by nature, will only be the master of those who willingly surrender their allegiance to Him. But the beauty of this surrender is the way He returns His allegiance to His followers. Deliverance is rescue from the bondage of a false god and restoration of bonding with the true God. No less than 10 times we see some form of this petition from Moses to Pharaoh. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me. Exodus 8:1. Note the twofold movement. First, let my people go. Second, so that they may worship me. First, release from bondage. Second, return to bonding. What if we practice this very form of prayer as deliverance? So often we say our prayers to God, which is fine, but I wonder what impact it might have if we begin speaking our prayers in the form of the Word of God directly into the face of evil. This is what the Lord says. Let my people go so that they may worship me. How about like this? This is what the Lord says to you. And name the oppressor or bondage or slaveholder here. Let, name the one being oppressed or enslaved here. Go, so that they may worship me. Don't be surprised when it doesn't happen the first or second or hundredth time. And don't be shocked when all hell breaks loose in response to the rebellion of darkness. Take comfort from Moses, who never gave in until Pharaoh gave up. Every time we gather in the fellowship of the new room, we end our time with a raucous singing of what we call our fight song. It's one of the great hymns of deliverance in the history of the church. Written by Charles Wesley, this great anthem of the gospel, "And Can It Be," never disappoints. Something about a song of deliverance takes us inside of itself and hides us in the shelter of the Most High God. Songs of deliverance are poetry carried by the Spirit of God into the realm of prophecy. We do not so much sing these songs as they sing us. By the time the fourth verse comes around, the atmosphere in the room is near the breaking point as we sing. "Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." That last line is not even sung, it's bellowed. Every hand in the room lifts like a rocket en route to the heavens, and the sound of chains hitting the floor is palpable. "My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." From the millennial who doesn't care much for hymns, to my mother who'd never heard the song before, to the Salvation Army bass drumming grandmother who has sung it all her life, all of them will tell you it was worth the whole trip just to sing that song. This is what the Lord says: "Let my people go so that they may worship me." And if you haven't signed up for this year's New Room Conference, I don't know what else to say, but there's still time. If you like the daily text, these are your people. This is your conference. Come on. The prayer. Lord Jesus, you are right here, right now. You fill me with songs of deliverance. In fact, you are my song of deliverance. Help me hear that song deeper and deeper. Teach me to sing it into the face of darkness and evil. You are my deliverer. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The questions. Did you cross the line today and commit to joining us for the New Room Conference this fall? Number two, how do you see the difference between praying to God to deliver a person and speaking the word of God's deliverance to an oppressor as a form of prayer? And number three, what do you make of this transformation from bondage to bonding? How are they related? How are they different in your experience? P.S. I would love it if you would go to newroomconference.com and register for this year's New Room Conference. It's September 19th through the 21st here in Franklin, Tennessee, just a stone's throw from Nashville. If you'll use the code DAILYTEXTPARTY, all one word, you'll get the discount of the century. And there will be a Daily Text Party. We'll be gathering ourselves on the morning of the conference. The conference begins at 12. We'll gather that morning for some teaching and training on prayer and awakening and some worship, and a good time will be had by all. So check that out today. NewRimConference.com. Daily Text Party. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.